Jean-Martin Bauer joined the UN press conference on Zoom, where he spoke from a central kitchen managed by the World Food Program, or WFP. He said more than 360,000 Haitians had to leave their home in March because of social unrest, with over 100,000 leaving the capital of Port-au-Prince alone and heading south. He said the food crisis hasn't been this bad since the devastating 2010 earthquake.
To put it into perspective, according to the government, we now have 5 million people in Haiti that are acutely food insecure, of which 1.6 million are classified as facing emergency food insecurity conditions. These are the highest numbers on record. These are the highest numbers we've had since the 2010 earthquake.
Security is a core concern for Haiti and the WFP, and Bauer says part of accomplishing that is the free movement of goods.
The return to security is essential, especially to we need a return of the free movement of goods and people in this country. It's one of the reasons why 5 million people are food insecure right now, is that traders from rural areas can't come here. I remember visiting Artibonite, the fertile river valley in the north of Haiti. People from over there aren't able to freely trade, freely bring their goods to Port-au-Prince because they get attacked, they get ransomed.
However, Bauer says the aid delivery system has improved in recent weeks.
We were able to bring rations to 93,000 people just in the month of May. We were recently able to bring in a cargo flight of carrying medical items to Toussaint Louverture Airport in Port-au-Prince, this airport which was closed for such a long period of time, bringing vital medical supplies to partners like UNICEF and WHO, who brought these essential items to the hospitals and clinics of Port-au-Prince. We've also been able to keep a ferry service going inside Haiti to link Port-au-Prince with the north and the south, bringing food and medical supplies to areas that have been isolated and from humanitarian supply chains.
Bauer said the 13-ton cargo flight was the first drop they received in 3 months, and he said aid groups are planning to receive another 50-ton shipment shortly. Bauer said aid work on the lawless Caribbean nations can be dangerous. Last week, gang members killed 3 missionaries after they left a church on Thursday evening. Jean-Martin Bauer says getting Haiti back on its feet long-term means developing local agriculture.
We need to support this country's farmers. We need to make sure that we link the emergency response to, I would say, solutions that last, solutions that build resilience and build sustainability into the Haiti food system.
According to the WFP's Integrated Food Security Phase Classification Analysis, released in March, nearly 5 million people faced crisis levels of acute food insecurity, and since January, food prices have increased by 22%, making it unaffordable for millions. Bauer said the Humanitarian Response Fund has only 22% of what it needs. That means the WFP alone faces a $76 million budget deficit. He says other crises in the world have grabbed most of the world's attention, and that needs to change.
This is really the time to step up. We need to continue having Haiti in the focus, in the spotlight. We know that in some parts of the world, there just hasn't been enough attention on Haiti because we're looking at other crises. We're looking elsewhere. But the crisis in Haiti is here, it's now, and it deserves a response.
The United Nations World Food Program says they will be calling on donors to step up their funding commitments to Haiti. For KPFA, I'm Audie McAfee.